Two bills were passed during recent Utah legislative sessions that required the federal government to hand over tens of millions of acres of land or face litigation by Utah. Some of the arguments made during the session suggested that Utah owning and managing these lands would bring much-needed money for education. Heather Bennett and other educators and community leaders formed the group Four Kids and Lands in response to this argument.
You know, we have real education funding challenges in Utah. They're not going to be solved by taking on this issue and spending state funds for litigation and, if you win, increased management costs. That doesn't help fund public education. So let's look at real stewardship of public lands, which are important to adults and children, and real solutions, lasting solutions for public education funding.
On Tuesday, Governor Herbert spoke to the House Natural Resource Subcommittee, testifying that Utah is in a better position to manage lands in the state than the federal government.
Regrettably, federal land agencies have demonstrated over and over again the inability to nimbly or creatively respond to current challenges facing our forests or our rangelands.
He also argued that there would be enough money coming in from those public lands for Utah to do the job.
The resources that come off the public lands, about $450 million a year. And the expense of being put into the resources in Utah are about $219 million a year. So with the additional $225 million, we would certainly have the money to do it.
Bennett says there is a dispute among experts as to whether Utah could cover the management costs. But even if we could, she says, that in itself would not lead to an increase in revenue. And for that reason, taking over the lands would not help schools.
So you're investing a lot of state money that could be invested now in education or other initiatives to support kids and to make their lives better. You're throwing that money in the direction of lawyers.
Governor Herbert said during his testimony that he is also in favor of Utah Representative Rob Bishop's grand bargain. The plan would attempt to reach a consensus with varying environmental, industry, and land management groups as a way to move forward on Utah lands. As for Bennett, she says she personally isn't against the idea of smaller land transfers.
You know, I think there are many individuals, many educators, and myself included, who would support land trades and perhaps transfers among the different entities for specific reasons. But the wholesale land transfer gets us nowhere except puts us at an impasse.
Maybe compromise isn't too far out of reach. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kim Shusky.